station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 17th.
Friday.
We're happy. We happen to like Fridays on this show.
I know, right? Thank God it's Friday. TGIF.
It's not too hot outside. The sun's not out yet.
I know.
So that's pretty good. But you're probably expecting rain, right?
Whenever it gets cloudy like this. You know, it looked like shit yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was a little worried.
Yeah, I was like,
please don't rain. Please don't rain. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, but it's been pretty hot out here, just like the rest of the nation.
Yeah.
But I know you enjoy it. When it gets to be 105 or so, I don't really enjoy it. You have to be indoors. Do you go outdoors when it's hot?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the sun and stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
I just love it.
Wow. You're funny. Well, you're coming from a cold place. Maybe that's why, right?
No. In the summers, it was really, really hot. And then in the winters, it's really, really cold. So, I mean, not really.
No, I
guess because I'm used to it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Good for you.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a good day. I had a weird... I mean, I've had, obviously a lot of crazy days recently. But yesterday was good.
Yeah.
Got the window fixed in my... Actually, that was the other day. Got the windshield fixed in my car.
Oh.
So that's good. Yeah, good. Thank God.
Yeah.
And,
was it dangerous to drive like that?
Yeah. Wow. It was like shattered. The guy was like, wow, this is bad. I'm like,
really?
I know. Rocks hit it.
Because you can get a ticket for that too,
I know.
Right?
Yeah. I know. So new windshield, thank God.
Good.
Yeah. And what else happened?
How did the windshield break?
Rocks were flying into
really?
It when I was going to Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like from trucks?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A truck in front of me, literally, like, and I knew it. I knew it was going to happen when I got insurance and, when I was going there. And, of course, the windshield's like $300, so it only covers like $500 or more. And I'm
right.
like, are you kidding me? So, yeah. So, like, it's just a truck in front of us, and then, like, all these rocks start flying off into
wow.
the car. And I'm like, are you kidding
That's
me?
That's
like,
scary.
Huge
There's
chunks.
You can do, huh?
Yeah, and I got really scared. I'm like, what if the whole thing breaks and it blows up in my face?
Right.
That would really suck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I watched on TV, they show this guy racing. But it was like on very steep roads, and like drops, like a canyon.
Hmm.
And this guy like ran over the cliff. The car like must have turned like 20 times in the air as it was falling. And this guy came out like scratchless.
Whoa.
Can you imagine?
Wait, where was this?
I don't know where it was. I mean, I was just watching it. It was repeatedly on CNN and stuff. And I was thinking, wow, I mean, you've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
It's the car came apart. I mean, there were no pieces left.
So he was racing like against other people?
I don't know if he was against other people. I think maybe it was like a long race. So, the cars are not next to each other necessarily.
Right.
So, yeah, he just ran off the road, man. And I couldn't believe what
that
I was seeing.
That is crazy talk.
I mean, the car was just flipping over and over and over and it wouldn't
God.
Stop,
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody was filming that, I guess.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have filmed it, too.
Yeah, well, you didn't. That's the thing. You wouldn't. I mean, you didn't. I'm sure they didn't know it was going to happen.
Right.
But they were just maybe taking a video, from a distance or something. But
that
it's amazing how people take videos of everything today,
I do it. I mean, if I've seen some weird stuff happen, I literally take the phone out and I'm like, oh, I got to get a video of this.
Yeah.
Or if it's like somebody wearing something completely stupid and I'm like, this is so dumb, I need to take a photo and post it.
Yeah.
There's some really dumb outfits and things.
I know.
And I'm like, who wears this? Who does this? This is like hot or not,
Right.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of which, we have this new website that We clearly, my roommates were joking around, and it's called Tits No Faces.
Tits No Faces.
Yes. And we got the website, and we're gonna
get just show tits there
and no faces.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that of like real
because
people?
It started because I don't know where we were somewhere at some party, and girls just started like showing their boobs everywhere, and we're like, this is really funny, and we're like, what if we just took a picture and didn't include their face? And it's like hot or not, you know?
What a
so
great fucking idea.
They got the website, and we're going to start.
They whipped out the tits in the middle of a party?
People do that, yeah.
Really?
I think we were in Vegas. Where were we? We were somewhere in Vegas. I don't remember.
People do that?
Yeah. So,
wow.
titsnofaces.com will be up and running soon.
See all the shit I'm missing out on? Oh, man.
Complete randomness. Yeah. I know. And then there's another one we created that we're in the middle of doing, too, which is really funny.
So are there pictures up there yet on the website?
Not yet. We took a couple, like, of jokingly ones of a friend. And we... My roommate got these... Oh, my God. He's so weird. So he got these masks that are, like, a unicorn and, like, a horse mask.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to, like, put them on people we know and just, like, let's take a picture of, like, their boobs, but they're wearing a mask, so you have no idea what they look like. So you're just judging on, like, you know, tits, no faces. It's kind of funny.
It is.
And then I think it would be, like, catchy. Like, okay, will you do this? Will you do like, just stupid self-uploading.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, but
it's
you're
not like
have
for,
to find a lot of pictures and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's self-uploading. So, like, once you get the word out, like, you'll upload stuff, too, and then everyone else will. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's not, like, to make money. It's just to be funny.
Right.
That rhymes.
Okay, well, you'll have to let me know when it comes out.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a tits connoisseur.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the other one we're doing is that's a little more gross, but skirts, no panties.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were high and talking about it, and I'm like, that's so funny. And then they went and bought it. I'm like, you guys are retarded. I am not posing for that. That is not happening for any of this. But I was like, I'm sure there will be people out there that would.
Uh-huh.
Like you, I was like, with the second one, you guys might have some kind of crazy site going. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. So this is like women lifting up their skirts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mhm. I'm not helping
you
out.
You don't
with
know
that
what
one.
That does to a man.
I am not helping out with that one. I will do tits no faces. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I will find people to do it cuz that would be hilarious, but the other one is not really my forte.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to look, but I'm not going to partake in that.
You're not going to pose for it.
No, I would never pose for either.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
The ideas people come up with when they're high.
When they're high and they actually went through with it, which most people don't.
Yeah.
So the fact that they did, I thought was pretty encouraging.
Yeah.
And it's a girl and a guy. It's actually, which is even funnier. It's Jesse. And then,
that's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. How about you do like match the face to the tits, you know?
That would be really good. You know what? That could be a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I'm sure they wouldn't
people
want
people won't really yeah, want
they wouldn't want to know
there.
Who they are.
No.
Know? Yeah.
But maybe we could do like guessing games, and if you like guess, you like win a prize or I don't know.
Or match the upper half with the lower half.
Oh, there you go. Oh God. Here we go.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Literally match.com.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. Have you ever gone on these sites, on the dating sites at all? Like match.com and stuff?
Only when I was doing casting.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
You were looking for people that are looking for love and relationships.
Right, because I was working on the Millionaire Matchmaker show, but that's it. Yeah, I don't look for that.
Yeah, because you don't have a hard time dating and stuff, right? So you don't need
I mean, it is sketchy out there, that's for sure. Yeah. I've had enough.
Yeah.
For sure.
It seems like it would work, you know. I mean, when I was single, actually, that's how I met my wife, was online. And,
cool.
I think it works because it saves you a lot of time and stuff. You know, what I'd like to do is I bet is fun is speed dating, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to try it.
Yeah.
But I think I would just laugh
would
really
you?
Hard.
Well, that's fine. People would like you for your laughter.
I would just be like, something. This is retarded.
Yeah.
You know, what if you get there and you look down the line and you're like, every person here is completely retarded.
Okay, but it's only 5 minutes with each, so...
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
Know? Or you can just walk out and leave. You
know? You know, I would probably do it for the experience. Because it would be hilarious. And you never know who you're going to meet. Mm. Not meaning as in like a romantic way, but as like a cool friend or something. Mm. Yeah, I couldn't speed date for reals.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't really like find a guy. Like I don't know. I think that's silly.
But you get a first impression and then you pursue it. You know, if you like
it. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really my cup of tea.
It sounds
but
interesting. I mean,
I would do it for like new friends.
Yeah, for and the like, adventure and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that girl who was writing that book. What was her name? Rachel Bertrand or whoever we had on the show.
Ginther, I think.
Can't remember.
Yeah, Rachel Ginther.
No, Bertrand. The book, the girl with the 50 dates, her best friend, find a best friend.
Oh, yeah, that was some time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel from New York, I guess. Right,
and
yeah.
She's in Chicago now or whatever. But yeah, reminds me of her. Like, she would, like, speed date for friends.
Yeah.
You know? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one that said it's hard to find friends when you move to a new place and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Her book was cute.
Yeah. I know, it is hard to find friends, you know, and especially in this town. I hear a lot of people just saying, you know, that social life sucks here and stuff. I mean, you know, I think you're an exception. You know, you go out a lot, you have a lot of friends and stuff, but most people are not, you know, they would just be happy with a couple of friends and stuff, and even that's hard to find.
You know, it's funny because I hear that a lot from people recently, more so about, like, you know, how it's, I mean, you have your niche of people, and it's taken me a while to get my core group of people. I mean, I've been here for 10 years, mm-hmm. but, you know, I do have to say people that I'm friends with are people that I've known, honestly, well, mm-hmm. some I've met, you know, in passing at, like, events, but when I first moved here, I was alone, but I was in the scene right away, because I was with, you know, I knew a lot of actors, and I was in with them. And then I met their friends, and so it was like I was in a core good group of people,
right.
you know, who would, like, you know, motivate you in a way. And then my friends from North Carolina moved out, mm-hmm. so I had a really good group of people, like 20 people that was out here who I'm still really good friends with.
Yeah.
And
you see, that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're never alone. You know, people are always going to look out for you and stuff. So I think that's a great thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be a social person. And if you're not, you know, if you're not that outgoing, then I think dating sites might be a good idea.
I guess. I mean, yeah, but then you, here's the thing with that. I mean, if you're going to look for friends on a dating site, not a good idea, because the guys that are on there are basically looking for what I feel like. Mm. If they're looking to go on dates, but they're also looking to get laid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you're going in for a friend thing, then you have to make it clear in the beginning, I just want to be friends.
Mm.
And most of the time, they're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you just want to be friends, you don't go on a dating site, you know? Maybe you go on a friend site.
Is there a friend site?
I'm sure there
Friends.com?
Yeah. There was a Friendster or something. I think they still have it. And which I think...
Wasn't that like Facebook, though? Like Friendster and Facebook, and then they never got started or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I guess you could meet people like that, you know, like on Facebook. You can meet people on Facebook and become real friends with them if you wanted to.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I love Facebook in that way because a lot of it is like, you know, my friends who I've known forever. And then I have like a lot of fans on there that I wind up becoming friends with who are like really cool, you know? And then, so I love Facebook in a way because I feel like, okay, for example, like if I am traveling to, I don't know, Missouri where I've never been. And it's like, who lives in Missouri? Who's around? And like people will like, you know, write back, oh, I am, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. Are you in this area? Where's there to go? What's there to do?
Yeah.
And then people write back. And then
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you can meet them too once you're there.
And then I don't know if you remember, my TV show was Project My World, which was on a couple of years ago on DirecTV. Mm-hmm. And that's when MySpace was popular. It was right before Facebook got really popular. And that's what we did. We traveled around the world meeting our MySpace friends.
Really?
And that's exactly what the show was about.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was three of us girls. We did, it was love, music, and adventures. So I found the adventures. Another girl dated the guys. And another girl found bands. All off of MySpace. We traveled around the world and we met them.
Wow.
And then, yeah. So it was pretty cool because, like, you know, I mean, obviously we did some of our own research. But it's like we actually got to meet people who we never thought we would, you know?
Okay.
So cool. Anyway.
Well, we have a phone call. So let's
we have
see.
The Wow Brothers calling in right
okay,
now.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mark and Matt Harris, the Kings of Swag.
Woohoo!
Kings of Swag,
how
back.
Are you guys?
Listen, if we'd be doing any better, it'd be a sin.
Aw.
How are you guys today on this wonderful hot Friday?
Good.
Yeah.
Are you guys here in L.A. today?
Yeah, we're here in L.A. today. We're just back from... I had a little vacation last week. Matt's doing a little something next week, and then in a couple of weeks we're off to Saskatoon, Canada.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Saskatoon. Wow.
What's in Saskatoon?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I bet you none of our listeners would even know what's happening in Saskatoon, but it's the Canadian Country Music Awards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like the American Country Music Awards, except it's in Canada.
That's really cool. So you guys are going there for that? That's so rad.
Yeah, it's a two-day event. It's the official event. We're backstage. And some pretty cool American talent like Taylor Swift, Miranda Lambert, Jason Aldean. So some pretty good American talent as well.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Bridgette, explain to the listeners exactly about the Wow Brothers.
And what the Kings of Swag are?
The Kings of Swag.
Oh, well, they're amazing. I'll let you guys tell everyone what the Kings of Swag are, because they really are the Kings of Swag.
Everybody knows, well, I think most people know what swag is. It's the stuff that celebrities get at these celebrity gifting lounges like yourself, Bruschetta. You know very well what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's a way to
give brands exposure to to celebrities.
Yep.
Right. And, we've been doing this since 2004. We do the Emmys, the Oscars, Sundance, Grammys, all the beauty pageants, Miss America, Miss Teen, Miss Universe. So that's what swag is. And that's what WOW Creations is all about.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way for some new brands to get into the hands of some celebrities.
Yeah.
Like one of our new clients, Baubles Bags and Bows.
Wait, what is that?
That's a good question. It's a cool name. They got a cool website, and it's a cool product. It's a, like, you take it with you when you're traveling. It holds your jewelry. It's like a handbag.
Stop it.
Yeah, we got one for you right here, Bridgette. Yeah,
that is amazing. Because you know what always happens when you travel? Like, your jewelry breaks, or, like, it gets caught up and stuff, and, like, it ruins and snags other outfits, and I never find anything to put my earrings and jewelry in. That's amazing.
Well, then you'll love this. Definitely love this. Baubles Bags and Bows. It's a cool name, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's really cute.
It looks cool. It's a cool name, and it's a cool purpose.
That's so awesome.
So you guys get to travel quite a bit, too, huh?
Yeah, we love the traveling. As a matter of fact, the next month we're pretty busy. We like I said, in 3 weeks we're in Saskatoon. Then we come back and we're doing our Emmy gifting lounge in Beverly Hills. And then the day after our Emmy lounge, we fly to Toronto and we're doing the Rally for Kids with Cancer gift lounge.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And then it's a great event because it benefits children's cancer. It's a children's cancer charity. Mm-hmm. So all the money raised goes to children's cancer, which is great. We do a couple of these Rally for Kids with Cancer events every year. So we're excited to be going to Toronto in 5 weeks.
Wow.
We fly back that Sunday for the Emmys. We're going to the Emmys that Sunday. So it's going to be a tight schedule for the next,
five weeks.
For the next 5 weeks, we're busy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's so awesome.
So the Emmys are coming up? I didn't realize that.
September.
These are 5 weeks from Sunday, believe it or not. I mean, it came fast. It seems like it was just here.
I know. I'm actually going to be hosting an event, actually, for the Emmys, believe it or not. But I'll talk about that later because I have
Bridgette, I think you are busier than we are. Yeah.
Do you guys ever get...
Take this as your official invitation to our gift lounge. It's the 19th of September.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday. So mark it on your calendar, Bridgette.
Absolutely. Done.
Don't follow up before we get there. But
actually, both you guys, if you're both available, both you guys come on by.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, I like gifts.
This will be Sam's first time doing this. He'll be excited.
Come by and get swag, my friend. Come by and get swag.
I guess so. Now,
share with him our
breaking news?
Our dredging opportunity.
So here's some breaking news. You know, we do all the gift lounges for and gift bags for beauty pageants. So Miss Illinois USA, which is part of the Donald Trump organization of Miss USA, has contacted us to do the official gifting for Miss USA or Miss Illinois USA in Chicago, December 2nd.
Wow.
In addition to in the gifting, they've also asked Matt and I, Mark and Matt Harris, the Kings of Swag, to act as judges for the event.
Wow.
So we'll be judging all the beauties from Illinois in Chicago on December 2nd. So we're it's the 2nd. Okay. We're excited about that.
Miss California.
Oh, and then Miss California also. Miss California comes to Pasadena in January. Uh-huh. I was the judge for this year's event in Palm Springs. So in January, Matt's going to be one of the judges here at Miss California USA in Pasadena.
Nice.
So
we're excited about beautiful women.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'll be there.
That's so great. You guys are doing so much.
What's that?
I said, that's so great. You guys are really everywhere. You're doing so much. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know how this industry and business is, Rashida. You got to keep busy. You got to stay focused. You got to get in front of the people, and you just got to keep on going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how did you guys get into this, into the gifting business?
Well, since about 2004, I've got a 20-year banking experience in Matt's sales and marketing. And in 2004, I said, you know what? Or Matt and I both decided this is at the time where the Oscar gift bags were in the news. There was all this news about these $100,000 gift bags for the Oscars. And then the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences terminated their gift bags because the IRS wanted all the recipients to pay IRS tax on that.
Oh.
So when the Oscars bailed out, that opened up the floodgates to anybody who wanted to gift all the Oscar nominees.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got started. There were a few other companies doing what we were doing, and we thought, this isn't rocket science. Why don't we put together a business plan and see if this is something we can do?
Yeah.
So it took us about a year, year and a half to really get started, as any new business does. But once we got started with our website, first of all, wowcreationsmedia.com, mm-hmm. and once we put that out there, we started getting calls. And we slowly got into this business by doing the Miss Universe pageant. Here in Los Angeles, it was going to be taking place at the Shrine Auditorium in downtown L.A., right. And that was our first really big thing that we did, the gift launch for Miss Universe. And after that, you know, so to speak, it's like the rest is history. Oscars came, Sundance came,
yeah.
And we just started doing a bunch of everything, bunch of the gifting events.
And I'm sure people love you. All the celebrities love you because you always give them gifts and stuff, you know. So I
pretty cool.
See.
Most of them are pretty, I mean, who doesn't like free stuff,
there
right?
You go.
I mean, we have a really an eclectic mix of things that we have in our gifting lounge from one event to the other. I mean, shirts, denim, sunglasses, trips, watches, makeup, hair care, sun care, skin care. I mean, you could name it. Everything you could think of has been in one of the Wow Creations gifting lounges.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it makes it worthwhile to become a celebrity, I guess, just to get the gifts.
One of the perks.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the Kings of Swag. We're still working on shopping around our reality show.
Yep.
So that's hopefully going to be coming up pretty darn soon. You don't want to miss out on that. The cameras are going to be following us around 247-365. Lots of great stuff coming up for that show. So we're hoping that that will get picked up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, very nice. So you'll have to let us know when that is on the air.
Well, hope.
I put in a few calls too, so we'll see. But I haven't heard back yet. But
so
you
much.
Know what? I did. I just, as you're talking, I just did it again right now to remind someone because I know everyone got really busy. So hopefully this will happen because I would love to see you guys on TV.
I think the next time we talk, the Kings of Swag will have a home.
I think so too. And you guys,
we're very close. We can almost taste it. I mean, we're very, very, very close. So we can't really name who we had a strong interest in the last month or so.
Good.
But we're like I said, we're just about. We're so close you can taste it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to you on that.
Well,
and
thank you.
Sure. Any parting words before we let you go? Anything you want to promote again?
Yeah, wildcreationsmedia.com. Go there. It's an exciting website. It's got a list of everything we're doing. Got some great photos and some great videos up there of us and what we've been doing. Some of great events coming up that we'd love to have some of your listeners be involved with introducing their brands. Again, we've got Emmys. We've got the Canadian Country Music Awards. We've got the Miss Illinois USA, Miss Nevada USA, Miss California USA, Sundance Film Festival, Oscars, and we're in negotiations with the Food Network to put something together for them in Miami Beach. So lots of stuff, a lot of opportunity for your listeners to contact us.
Really cool, yes. And if you guys want to hear a complete interview, we interviewed them a few months ago when you guys were here in the studio. So if you guys want to find out more about them,
you go in our archives and check it out too. And then, of course, you guys Twitter, you guys want to give shout-outs for all of that?
Yeah, doing it as we speak. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're all over the place.
Sounds good. Okay, under the Kings of Swag, right?
That's it, the Kings of Swag, and then Wild Creation Media. Well, it's Wild Hollywood. We're going with our
Wild
company name and address right now for that. But Kings of Swag social media coming soon.
Sounds good. Okay, right. Mark
well,
and Matt, right?
Guys. Well, we'll see you in Beverly Hills in 5 weeks.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
I know. You guys are amazing. The energy you guys have is just phenomenal, and they're such great guys, too.
Thanks for having us on, you two.
Absolutely.
And they're twins, also, for those who don't know. Yeah.
And they always are dressed completely to the T. Like, I honestly, I really feel like you'd be the best stylist ever.
Yeah,
if you were
they
to
do have. They have swag. All right, guys.
Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk soon for sure.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Oh, they're so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a fun job. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a job, but, you know.
It is a
fun.
Hard job. I'm telling you, I've thrown a lot of events, and it is so stressful and so hard.
But it's not a job for them. It's their business. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. It is.
But it is hard
That's
work.
Their work. It's so much work, you know, trying to find new companies, make them happy, doing all them. It's basically marketing. You're throwing events,
sales,
producing events. And, you know, you're doing marketing for people. And if you have all these companies have all these expectations, and some have been around, they get it, and new companies don't get it. So it's like this demand, and some are really, like, demanding, and some, you know, need to be, like, step-by-step walkway. It's just, it just depends. And it's a lot of stress and a lot of hard work. And especially, I go crazy when I threw an event, and it took me, you know, 4 months to do it. I can't even imagine how they do them all the time.
Right.
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
It's great though they do it, because they are fun, and you see the end result obviously when you're there, and you're like, wow, everyone's happy and they're having a good time, and this is great. But they don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and so much goes on. So I think it'd be a great show to have on TV. I'd watch it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're fun guys, you know. They're outgoing, and they're out there.
Yeah
Well, this is pretty cool. So I don't remember what we were talking about beforehand, but there's a few things here I wanted to discuss. What do you think is, like, the youngest age that someone should get a tattoo or piercings? I mean, do you think there's anything that's, like, too young?
I think that you should at least be 16.
Mm.
Personally, I think it should be 18.
Right.
But if you're 16 and, you know, your parents are there, then whatever.
Yeah. Because they're saying, I guess, Will Smith's daughter is 11 years old, and she, I guess she was, she put up a picture of her tongue pierced. So I guess people are saying, you know, she's too young for this, blah, blah, blah.
An 11-year-old?
An 11-year-old.
Well, I mean, did her parents allow it?
I'm sure,
Well, then it's fine.
It is?
Here's the thing. Honestly, your parents, do what you want. I mean, not do what you want with your kids to a point, but I mean, if you're the parent and you're allowing it, then fine.
Yeah, but
I guess. I still, 11, I think, is a little too young. But then again, at least you're not, I feel like under 10 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I still feel like under 16 is a little. But, I mean, then again, it's your child. And if they're throwing a fit and, like, you know, that's the one thing that's going to make them happy, then fine.
But not
I'm not
going
to, I'm not going to allow my kid to do it.
Yeah.
But here's where I think, this is where I get irritated. The government has no right to step in and say anything, personally.
Right.
I think that's a matter of choice. Mm-hmm. Because look at India, for example. In the Indian culture, they get their nose pierced.
Right.
And in Africa, they get, like, you know, their earlobes stretched out and things like that. When they're young, that's part of their tribe. It's part of their culture.
Right.
You know, not saying piercing your tongue is part of our culture, because it's not. But kids do it, you know, they get it done at a very young age over there. So what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Over here.
Well, it's the culture, I guess. But
right. But if it doesn't bother you or affect you, then why does it? It's not like this person's going around and it's like a sex issue or something, you know, like or whatever. How is this affecting you? It's not.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are not affecting people, and they still have shit to say.
Right.
You know.
But here's the thing: I'm not gonna allow my kids to do it at 11. Yeah. But let's say my kid's 16, and people are still gonna bitch about it, and they're gonna be like, "Your kid got this." You know what? So what? My kid's 16. She or he could be allowed to do whatever they want. I don't think any government program should step in and say, this is going to be a law now and you can't do this till this time.
No, I don't think it's about that. It's not about making a law or anything.
So you think it's about just just the controversy of people talking.
Yeah,
people are going to shit talk about anything. Oh, you're wearing a blue shirt with green or something. I don't like it. You know what I mean? Look at me. I comment on people's outfits all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But psychologists say that, you know, kids younger than 18 are not emotionally mature enough for tattoos.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, they must know
I understand
you know.
With that. But then again, emotional. Okay, you can remove the tattoo. Get it changed later on. You know what I mean? I'm like, what emotions? I don't get that. It's a tattoo. You're putting ink on your body. If you happen to like Mickey Mouse that freaking much and you want to put it on your body, so be it. You know? And given, you know, you do change your mind when you're older. But then you can get it erased or covered up some other way. Just like the girl that was here the other day, that singer, who, you know, got something and then found it meant something else and put a butterfly over it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should be getting tattoos at 10. You know, but I think a piercing, so what? And I will say that most places don't even allow you to get, you're not allowed to get pierced until you're 16. Actually, it might be 13. 16, I think, is a rule. But if you have a parent with you, you can get, I think it's 13,
really?
I thought.
Wow.
So maybe, like, I don't know, it depends what state. Every state's different, too, you know?
Right.
But if a parent's with you, then it doesn't matter because it's up to your parents. They're your guardians.
Yeah.
They choose.
No, I mean, you know, I've seen people putting earrings on their kids, you know.
Guess when I got my ears pierced?
At the age of 3.
I was 6 months old. My ears were pierced.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's, a lot of Italians do that. It's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
Like I look at my family and I look at all the girls and they all have their ears pierced when they're like, you know, 6 months old, a year old.
Really?
It's just, yeah.
Wow.
Given they were crooked for a while because they weren't done right, but and I went back and got it redone, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know some people that even they put it on their boys, you know, like a 2-year-old boy has got earrings.
So
and
what?
Shit, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't look right.
I wouldn't put it on my little boy, but if my boy was like 8 and he's like, I want an earring. I might get him the magnetic ones for a minute and let him like play with it and then be like, this is cool. And then once he realizes like, okay, now I really want an earring. Fine. So be it. So what? You know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Ear piercing, I guess, is not bad. You
but
know,
what's the difference?
Yeah. Because I guess it's more accepted, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, more widespread.
I get what you're saying. I'm not going to have my kid do it either, but who cares? But in a way, like, if your kid did it and he's 11, I'm going to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, how does that? Now, I do say that in a different, I will say that if my parents look at it as like a sexual thing, you know, because they're a different generation. So I feel like people that are older than I am and different generation, they look at it as more like when you get your tongue pierced, that's like some kind of sexual thing, which in a way, yes, it can be. And that's kind of like sort of how it started with fetishes and whatnot. Now it's just a trend.
Right.
You know, so it's just, it's just a trend. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I get how people that are older would be like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because it insinuates sexuality.
There's something to say about the maturity, the level of maturity of the kids. You know, I mean, at 11.
11-year-olds mature.
11 can't fucking make a decision.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
But I mean, if they want it and they think it's cool for a minute, then fuck. So what? Guess what? It comes out. The hole closes up. Yeah. No big deal. It goes away.
Okay.
Whereas if you get your ears pierced or your belly button pierced, that hole does not close up.
Oh, really?
No, you can re-pierce it through it. Well, I take that back. It depends how long you've had it. But my belly button was pierced. I took it out 10 years ago, and it's still, there's still a mark.
Really?
Yeah, I could stick something back in if I wanted, but I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever. It was a phase when I was younger. I don't care.
Put holes in your body. I don't get it, you know?
I had my ears pierced all the way up around my ear.
Really?
Like, I had a bunch of them. But
how many piercings do you have there? Like 10 each or something?
No, I have like one at the way top, and then I have, so I guess there are 4 and 1 on this side. But I got allergic to, well, here's the thing too. As if you're on a piercing and you pierce your ear too far up on top of the ear, it's very close to your eye nerves. And I got infection so bad. Yeah, from this earring and from the way it was pierced, that it's near the eye and your other muscles for your mouth, like right and near your temple, like a lot of things are right there. So it actually, they were worried that it was going to affect my vision because the infection was so bad. So I had to take it out. They're like, you could literally lose feeling in certain places, so you need to take it out. And I was like, but it's infected. If you just keep taking antibiotics, it'll be fine. And they're like, you're an idiot. It pierced. It, yeah. So
you're an idiot.
Yeah. And my mother was pissed. I did it anyway, but I mean, yeah. I was listening to the doctors. I'm like, all right, fine. So yeah. Then I took it out. But it was so cute. I used to put little lizards on it. Like a lizard was crawling up my hair. It's cute. But this was a trend back, you know, yeah. back then when everyone was like getting whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, some of them are just like, okay, first of all, I think a piercing on the nose is ugly because it looks like a booger, you know?
I don't like it either, but I mean, it happens and people do it. I mean,
no, people do it, but they think it looks good. I personally don't think it looks good, you know?
Right.
And then eyebrows also, it just looks painful. It doesn't look great at all. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. My daughter got a piercing in her lip. When she was, what, 17?
Oh, and how did you feel?
In her belly button, too. But how did I feel? I didn't like it. Yeah. But what are you going to do? You know, they go through a stage and then, mm-hmm. yeah, she's not into it anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a phase. And yeah. it'll just close up. Like, your tongue, you have to keep something, and your nose, you have to keep something in the middle of it, that clear thing, right. in order for it to not close up.
Right.
So... whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. My son's had gauges in his ears for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But that's your opinion.
I know.
Know what I mean?
I know.
And it's so popular everywhere else. And so, for example, okay, let's say that I was just, you know, a complete, like, I wore black all the time, black eyeliner, black lipstick. I was just goth. I was a goth girl.
Right.
But I'm really cool, and I'm still me, but I'm just wearing goth. Mm. Are you going to judge me by my appearance, or are you going to judge me by how I am?
Probably your appearance.
Would you?
Yeah. Until I get to know you, of course.
Right.
But yeah, because it looks unusual.
Right. Yeah. But once you get to know me, you realize,
right.
so what? That's just
true.
Me. That's just my
true.
Style.
Right.
And if I happen to have gauges in my ear, too, then so what?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, it makes sense, you know, on other
yeah.
people. But, you know, on my son, I don't know. I don't think
I know,
it looks
it's
good,
your
but
son.
He loves it.
Right.
And, you know, just whatever,
and
you know.
I think it's harder when it's more close to home
right.
and it's your son. And it's also, again, different generation.
Right.
Like, now, it's just everyone can do anything. It's accepting.
Yeah.
Like, people have pink hair. So what? It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not
yeah.
saying
so
I would do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. And besides now, you know, they're both over 18. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
If they don't ask, really.
Exactly. My parents used to have a rule, though. If you're under our roof, it's our rules.
Yeah. That's the way it should be,
yeah.
I think. You know?
I didn't like it.
I mean, yeah, if you're not paying rent and shit, you know, then you're in somebody else's house.
Right.
And you better respect it.
Yeah, I wasn't good
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, some people don't
get it. I was not good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I waited. I moved out when I was 18, so I
yeah.
did what I did. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, we're talking about teens and stuff. I guess teen sex, they're talking about teens having oral sex, and they're saying that fewer... teens aged 15 to 17 are having oral sex now than they did in 2010.
15 to 17?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I mean...
They're saying fewer of them than in 2002.
Well, at least it's oral sex and not full on.
Yeah, well, the thing is, what experts are thinking is that, you know, teenagers think that maybe with oral sex, you don't get any disease and stuff like that. But they're saying you can get HIV.
You can still, yeah.
From,
you can still get it.
Oral
it's
sex
not as popular or common, but you can still get things.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. You can get throat cancer, I guess.
You can get throat cancer?
Yeah.
How?
Yes. From, I don't know how.
That doesn't make sense. You don't get cancer, you don't catch cancer.
Look, it's widely accepted that there is an increased number of head and neck cancers today due to changes in sexual practices. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, specifically an increase in oral sex. Look, well, that's what the doctors are saying.
So you're saying by swallowing cum, you get cancer.
Yeah. And
that does not
that
make any
sense. And what about when you do it to a woman? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That does not make any sense.
I know it doesn't, but...
No.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I don't know. This is ridiculous. I don't believe it.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't accept the thing that oral sex is not sex. You know, a lot of people say that, right?
Right.
Including you?
No.
Do you think oral sex is sex? Or just an intercourse is sex?
I mean, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But then again, you go into lesbians, for example, and you can't, you know, when you're like scissoring each other. Or you're going down on someone, that's mm-hmm. called sex
right.
to them. That's them right. having sex.
Right.
So then the term has changed now, and so now that's just, it's considered sex.
Yeah. But besides, I mean, they call it oral sex. How can you not consider it sex? But I'm telling you, many people do not, including
right.
President Clinton at the time.
You know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
If you're taking your genitals out and you're playing with somebody else, that's sex. I don't care what you call it. You know, I mean, even if you're together, let's say you're standing with someone and you just, like, you know, both masturbating, not
okay.
even touching each other.
Okay.
That's sex too. I mean, even masturbation is sex.
Okay, no, I don't see that.
No.
No, I mean, not
at all. Let me ask you this.
If I'm not touching you, how's that sex? Masturbating?
Because it is sex. I mean,
we're just watching each other masturbate.
Yeah, but
it's not sex because we don't have hands on with each other.
Well, maybe you're not having sex, but it's still sex because it's something that.
Why? If I am masturbating and you are masturbating and we are sitting here and we're not touching each other, sex is two people.
No, not necessarily. What is masturbation? That's not
just
sex.
Just masturbation. It's just masturbating.
It's sex.
No.
No?
No.
Then why do they show it in porno and stuff?
Because
why
it turns you on. It's foreplay.
Okay, well, it's sex.
Because you can't do it in public. You can't pee in public. It's the same thing. You can't take genitals out. But you can't pee either. I can't flash anyone either.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, pee is not usually seen in porn. I mean, there is some pee.
There's
some golden showers, but that's a niche, you know?
But people, it's because it's foreplay, so it gets you excited up until that moment before you have sex.
I don't know. I mean, to me, sex is the moment you touch your genitals or you look at
sex takes two people. It's two people involved. And, if you're just masturbating, that's masturbating. That's just masturbation. So what?
That's sex. If you read a book about sex, it'll have a section on masturbation for sure.
It'll
right?
have a section.
Okay.
But it's about, saying. But that's foreplay. That's getting you, because by masturbating, learn how to control.
Okay, so foreplay is a part of sex, but it's still sex. That's my opinion. I don't know. A lot of people don't agree, you know, but I think anything
sex is two people doing something.
Anything includes taking off your clothes and getting aroused, to me, is sex.
That's just being aroused.
Yeah.
I mean, guys can look at a woman down the street and you have a boner.
Let me ask you this.
Blows the wrong way and you have a freaking boner.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you this. Let's say you're going out with someone and then you tell them that... I mean, let's say you met somebody and you guys just masturbated next to each other.
Right.
Would you tell your boyfriend about it?
Well, that's still cheating, because if I kiss someone, that's cheating. And kissing's not
right.
sex.
Okay.
So.
But, yeah, well.
If I'm dating someone, no, I'm not going to be doing that. Because that's cheating still.
Right.
And if I were to make out with someone, that's still cheating. But making out and kissing face with someone else is just kissing.
But
that's
cheating,
not sex.
But cheating usually means having sex with somebody outside your relationship.
Cheating can mean anything. Cheating, and it depends on...
Well, but that's
I don't think cheating. Yeah, I think cheating is when you literally have an intimate something with somebody else.
Mm.
That's when it's cheating.
Okay.
So...
Yeah. To me, cheating is anything you wouldn't tell your partner. You know, that's cheating.
So, if you cheated on your taxes, would you tell your partner? Anyway. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of things you keep from your partner. I mean, not a lot of things. There can be a lot of things you keep from your partner. So, do you think that's cheating? I don't think that's cheating. I think if it's an intimate relationship with someone else, that is considered cheating. Whether it's intimate emails, intimate, you know, starting up of, like, conversation.
And
you know?
Even just one kiss, right?
I mean, that's
okay.
still cheating.
Right.
I mean, but it depends on your relationship. Like, your partner might be like, whatever, you kissed someone, you were drunk, whatever, it's not a big deal. I'm over it. You know? And usually it's like, all right, fine. You're stupid and drunk and whatever.
Yeah.
But not everyone's like that.
No, not
but
everyone's
I'm saying,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not forgiving when it comes to cheating, you know? I was cheated on when I was fucking 16 years old, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're still,
so
you're holding that in. You, clearly.
No, I mean, I made a resolution not to cheat on anybody,
right.
you know? Because it's not a good feeling. It's a terrible fucking feeling, you
right.
know? You have to lie. You're doing something very intimate with someone else, you know?
If
the woman that I have had sex with someone else, I can't have sex with her again.
That would be really, really hard topic. But, I mean, I guess it depends. what's invested and I don't know. It just depends on each situation is different. Each one's different. It really just depends.
I wonder if women are more forgiving when men cheat, you know?
I don't know. I mean, no? I have to say that.
Because I know that women take their husband back, but I don't think many guys will take their husband back. You know?
Because
guys
really
are possessive, you know?
Guys, but so are women.
Yeah.
I mean, it works both ways. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
Yeah. I'd rather have a possessive guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because then it shows you care. And then it's like,
no,
okay.
It doesn't show you care.
I feel like it does.
It seems like it does, but being possessive is not a good thing.
No, I don't mean like overly possessive. In fact, like I'm controlled. Right. Like I'm one to be controlled. Really?
Right.
No. But I mean, to a point, I think a guy should have a little more power.
Mm.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't find it as sexy.
Mm.
I don't think that, and given I'm going to do what I'm going to do half the time anyway, but I feel like a guy should have it up the upper hand anyway.
That's cool. That's traditional.
Yeah. I guess that's where like old fashioned ish.
Yeah.
Ish. Ish.
So I don't know. I mean, the amount of oral sex they're having today, when I was a kid, it wasn't like that, man. I mean, it was very hard.
Oh, it was the 70s. Stop it. There were orgies everywhere.
Yeah, but still, I mean, but we were young, you know, in the 70s. I was like in my teens, you know. I mean, the thing is, you know, it's it wasn't like it is today.
It blossomed in the 80s big time, too. I mean, it was like orgies everywhere, 70s and
80s. Yeah.
You know? Well, were you here?
Older people, yeah.
You were here.
I came here when I was 16.
Okay, so in that world, it was.
I'm just talking about teens, like, you know, like 13, 14, 15.
It's gotten worse, yeah. I mean, kids have sex so young now, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But you know where it comes from? It comes from watching rap videos and whatnot. And
probably.
Like, and a lot of it from like inner city kids who weren't taught properly in schools or by their parents. They don't have parents or they're not around or their parents don't, you know what I mean? Like they learn from that.
Yeah, and the technology also. I mean, their life has changed completely. Now you can watch porn on your phone. Nobody knows, you know. So it's... it's a whole changed world today, you know, and we have to, I guess, try to understand them and accommodate them rather than criticize them too much, because then, you know, it's not their fault they were born now into this kind of a world.
They just
need
to be taught and learn more, that's all. We just need to explain more.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things were just hidden more so back in the day. I mean, God, look, men and women used to sleep in separate bedrooms for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on. Like in the 50s. Like I have friends like back on the East Coast. Uh-huh. When you buy a lot of like old homes, there's like a his and her bathroom and like his and her bedrooms.
Really?
Yeah. Like the old, nice, huge mansions and huge houses. Yeah, they're like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it was.
Yeah, I think people as they grow older...
Even husband and wives didn't sleep together.
Yeah.
They were in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, today there's still some people like that, you know?
I can't do that.
But no, not because of snoring and shit like that, I think, you know? It's because you can't fall asleep with your partner, so you...
I can.
Yeah, no, you can, but some people cannot. Yeah.
If I'm with somebody,
like
then I expect them... Yeah, I mean, we sleep in the same bed, you know, if you're with someone.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be like, what are you doing over there? Why are you over there? You weirdo. You know?
Oh, man.
Unless you're in the doghouse, then you're outside literally in the doghouse.
Yeah, that's true. Did you hear about this Russian rock group that were taken to court? They're called Pussy Riot. And they're Russian.
Okay.
And they wrote a song that said something bad about Putin, who is the president, prime minister, whatever the fuck he is. And so they, let's see, what is it that they said? It was critical of him, and so they started having protests and stuff because, you know, this is fucking ridiculous. You know, they're a rock group and shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they can sing whatever they want and. But, you know, it just shows you that Russia has not really changed a lot, you know. I mean, Soviet Union, Russia, call it whatever the fuck you want, but these people have not changed, you know. And it's a female punk group, too. It's all females.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what else comes from Russia that I love?
Mm.
I love the Tattoo.
Tattoo from Russia?
Yeah, they're from Russia. The girls, the two girls.
Which ones?
Tattoo.
Tattoo.
That's what they're called.
Really?
Yeah. They're really well known. Yeah.
I never heard of them.
Oh, I love them. They're amazing.
That's what they're called.
Get it.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
And what, they're Russian too?
They're Russian, yeah. Oh. And actually what made them known is they had like a bi relationship, these two girls. Mm. So everyone thought they were lesbians, and then, you know, and then came out later on that they were just bi, whatever, who cares. And then they broke up, so the band broke up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were really good. Like, I love their stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. And they sing in Russian and English.
Oh, really? In Russian too?
Yeah. But it was like but it was really sexy.
Really?
But everyone loved them because they were, you know, kind of racy because they were lesbians. Or they thought they were lesbians. And, you know, they sang about like a lot of lyrics with each other. And they were very sexual. So it became a big controversy with them too. And then people got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, there's still stuff to talk about, but we are out of time. So,
it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's the weekend. What the hell, you know?
Crazy.
Let's go have fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any big plans, or are you just going to stick around?
I'm just going to stick around, I think. Okay. Study, and
sounds good. Miss Reiki here.
I know. Exactly.
All right, Brigitte. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.